In World War II, George Orwell famously said that Britain's pacifists were, and his words, objectively pro-fascist. Not that pacifists wanted to wear swastikas or kill the Jews or anything like that, but by preaching pacifism during war, they would allow Hitler to win, thus making them objectively pro-fascist. The question we need to ask today in the 21st century is, are American social media companies objectively pro-terrorist? Hey everybody, I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is Right Angle, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. And gents, there was a great column just earlier this week from National Review's Sam Westrop. It was headlined, Moderate Islam Falters in the Face of Silicon Valley Censorship. Now, not technically censorship. These are private companies, not the government. However, he makes some great points in this. I want to share a little bit of this with you. He says that YouTube has restricted or removed a number of videos uploaded by his accounts. He says one was a BBC debate, just a debate that he did on the question of Islamism. Updated 4 years ago with the permission of the show's producers, it had, until its removal, received around 500,000 views. YouTube banned the debate, only stating that it contained inappropriate content, and Westrop's attempts to get a better explanation than that fell on deaf ears. No reply from YouTube or Google. Scott, if you're a left-leaning social media company, why would you want to silence a debate concerning the people who would gladly slit your throat?
I'm just thinking, like, if these people had been around a couple of hundred years ago, they would have either whitewashed or removed the Wittenberg door. I mean, what you're talking about... You're talking
Scott,
about...
Scott, there may be some progressives watching the show. Do you want to explain?
I'm sorry. Yes. The Wittenberg door is famously where Martin Luther nailed his so-called...
Martin Luther King?
What's that?
Martin Luther King?
No, Martin Luther. Period.
No, Martin Luther Vandross. Actually, the actual original Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses, his remonstrance, essentially, his complaints, his call for reformation of the Roman Catholic Church were nailed on the door of this Wittenberg church. And what it resulted in was the entire Protestant movement of Christianity, which has become huge around the world.
You may have heard people, of it.
What's that?
I said you may have heard of it.
You may have heard of it.
Oh, yes. You may have heard of Protestantism. But what they're doing is, what YouTube and others are trying to do is actually silence a reform movement inside of a religion that desperately needs reform. I mean, and that's the best possible spin I can put on yep. Islam and radical Islam. But these are people from within the faith who are trying to change it. As I mentioned to our members-only episode of the Backstage Right Angle this week, Southern Poverty Law Center recently settled out of court with a guy who was one such reformer. They had to pay him $3.75 million because they had classified him in some sort of public list of people who are anti-Muslim haters. And he's not. He's a reformer. Southern Poverty Law Center looked at Ayaan Hirsi Ali the same way. I've read two of Ayaan Hirsi Ali's books. She, at the beginning of things, really was kind of a reformer to her faith. But after a while, she was, you know, kind of, hey, we do need to toss out the baby with the bathwater. This religion cannot be reformed. And she's, for at least at the last book I read, for all intents and purposes, she's agnostic to atheist at that point. But you've got to let people speak their minds if you claim to be a liberal. I mean, liberalism, if anything...
They're not liberals.
They're not. That's the thing. That proves the lie. That's why you have to call them progressives. Yeah. And wait, that doesn't work either, because it's really regressive, because they want to go back to a time where the only kind of speech that was acceptable is that which was financed by the king and approved thereby.
Oh, boy. You know, I just had a thought, but Scott, I'm going to save it for the conclusion because I have no idea going into this what I was going to say to wrap this up. But thank you for helping me think of it. Bill, the next piece I want to quote is also from Sam Westrop's column. He said, censorship of anti-Islamist voices by Silicon Valley is now an almost weekly occurrence. Just last month, Canadian intelligence expert and prominent anti-Islamist researcher Tom Quiggin lost access to his Gmail account, his personal Gmail account, and YouTube, after Google decided that a trailer for a podcast merely mentioning the issue of extremism warranted a suspension. Not the podcast itself, just the trailer, and they took away his email. Can we say that Google is objectively pro-terror?
Yes, we can. And for a reason, and I'll get to that in a second. Before we do, I just a chance for me to jump in on something that's been bothering me for a long time. Scott mentioned the case of the moderate Muslim who was slandered by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they also did the same thing to Ayaan Hirsi Ali. I don't know about this other gentleman, but I know Ayaan Hirsi Ali is neither Southern nor poor. So my question is, what does that have to do with the Southern Poverty Law Center? And we all know the answer to this. The reason I bring it up is because I've never heard anybody just come out and say it. Southern poverty is what they use as a fig leaf to mean we're studying white racists, you see? We're going after white racists. That's why they have Southern Poverty Law Center. It's the attack the white racism law center is what they're claiming to be, when in point of fact, they're simply another fascist organization funded by bad people. Now,
indeed.
Look, this episode of Right Angle that you're going to see, take a look at the numbers below it. It'll probably be somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 views, somewhere in that general neighborhood. If it does really well, it might do a little bit better than that. If you go to my YouTube page, you'll see that I have 107,000 subscribers, which is not a gigantic number, but 107,000 people have hit the subscribe button in order to see these videos. And I assure you that this has not gone out to 107,000 different YouTube viewers. Yeah. I assure you. Because if it had, and if they all had, then the people who run Google and YouTube would be somewhat slowed down in their plans for world domination, according to this new elite. There are some people that just can't shake this, Steve. You know, it's just it's like Scott said, there's nothing progressive about this. This Silicon Valley elite is convinced, in the same way that those FBI agents were and everything else, that they're so much smarter than everybody and they've got all the answers, and that basically the American people and the people of the world, for that matter, are a food source for them to make money off of, but they know what's better for us than we do, because they're not filled with all the horrible bigotry and prejudices that the regular non-Silicon elite are. And you hear this all the time when you hear Zuckerberg speak or some of these Google executives speak. Just parenthetically, another thing you hear them speak of is all of them are talking about this coming artificial intelligence revolution. All of them are terrified of it, and all of them are spending as much money as they can to make it happen as quickly as possible. I find that strange somehow. But yes, of course, it's being suppressed. And by the way, I mean this, if anybody can think of a way to put me in touch with one of these moderate Muslims, I would be delighted to have a conversation with this person, and that would be enthusiastically suppressed. But I'd be delighted to have a conversation with somebody like this. Delighted. I consider a person like this to be a spiritual ally in the cause
Absolutely.
Of freedom. And I would love to talk to them about this. And to answer your question, the reason it's being suppressed is because, it's very simple, you just have to follow the logic. Everything that they do to suppress the right, everything they do in their politics, every lie they tell about Trump and conservatives and everything else, is that we're a bunch of racists and homophobes and Islamophobes. Kanye West saying he supports Donald Trump was catastrophic for the left because it's hard to portray Kanye West as an old white racist.
So
if it turns out that there are actual Muslims who are saying that there is indeed a serious problem with the violence and intolerance of radical Islam, then by the laws of identity politics, these people have to be taken seriously because they can't be Islamophobic because they're Islamic, you see? And so since they are Islamic and saying that there's a problem with Islam, this destroys the narrative in a way that me saying there's a problem with Islam can't, because I can be dismissed as an Islamophobe. I don't know how I'd be an Islamophobe if I'm a worshiper of Islam, you see? So this has to go away, because not because so much they're pro-terrorists, Steve, as because the thing you need to understand, that everybody needs to understand about the progressives, is the progressives will side with anybody in order to defeat what they call conservative America. They are so opposed to individual freedoms, individual rights, limited government, low taxes, firearm ownership, all of it, that we're the ones who have to be destroyed. And whatever they have to do to form an alliance to destroy those people, those Trump people, then that's what they'll do. And it's inconvenient for them. to have Muslims saying that there's a problem with the Islamic religion, and so that problem is swept down the same memory hole as all of our videos and all the messages from Prager and everybody else, that these elites have decided that you can't see because it's not in their interest financially or politically for you to see them.
All right. I've got one more quote from the column here. Let me see if I actually want to go with this. Yeah, I do. Westrop wrote, part of Silicon Valley's current reasoning for censoring hate speech, and he used the scare quotes there, is that as a key component in counterterrorism efforts, ostensibly censorship helps to reduce online radicalism. That's the thinking. But Facebook, Google, and other tech companies do not apply the heavy hand of censorship equitably. While counter-extremist activists and moderate Muslims are silenced, plenty of genuine terrorist content remains online at places like YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And let me tell you who's really, really trying to help things along, and I wish him good luck trying to shut this guy up, is Saudi Crown Prince bin Salman. This guy is trying to drag his country into the 21st century, or at least into the 19th, maybe, and it's really hard, dangerous work. He made a lot of headlines a little over a year ago for arresting a bunch of his rich uncles and cousins and getting about $100 billion out of them, by the way. But these were dangerous men who were probably going to kill him for the reforms he's making to the Saudi economy. But what's not getting reported, and you can probably guess why, what's not getting reported enough are the social reforms, the religious reforms that Crown Prince bin Salman is attempting in Saudi Arabia. He is letting women drive. He's opening up movie theaters showing Western movies with no more censorship than you get in a moderate country like Jordan or Morocco. He is doing these things because, just like these people that YouTube and all the rest are censoring, he understands that there are problems in his religion that is holding an entire region, an entire people back in the 7th century. And he may die trying to drag them forward, but he is actually trying this. And as I said just a moment ago, I would really like to see YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook try to shut this guy up. But what I'm afraid we are seeing is the media paying so little attention to his reforms that people here in the West are unaware of the very real struggle for the soul, if I can use that word, of Islam. So best of luck to the Crown Prince. And, well, I don't know what to tell the American social media companies other than this. If you don't want us to think you're on the other side, stop acting like it. And that's your right angle on that. Brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. If you like what you see, click on over, become a member yourself. We'd love to have you on board. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.